many of you may be planning a little summer staycation in the weeks ahead. And one of the biggest considerations for holidaymakers and families nowadays is not to mind child friendly, but is the hotel dog friendly? There's a massively growing demand for accommodation where you can bring your pet along in Ireland. And what really makes a spot the perfect pooch getaway? We have travel writer and dog lover Tom Brannock. He is live in our Cork studio to give us some of his most pawsome tips.
I couldn't have written that one better myself.
Yeah,
nice little Catherine. How are you doing?
I'm great. Not a bother. I've been off for a few weeks myself, so it was kind of first day back at work syndrome for me today as well. But
okay,
great. I was down in Wexford, did a little staycation down there, and
enjoying the Olympics and Celine Dion.
Yes.
I saw on your Instagram too.
Exactly. I mean, I'm just having such a girl crush for Celine Dion at the moment, as I've made quite clear.
Yeah, absolutely.
So come here. Let's talk about our mothers, because we've just gone stone mad about them as a nation, haven't we?
Stone mad. You know what's
actually
funny? When I was coming to the studio, I popped into the supermarket for a drink, and there was two ladies in heated discussion, possibly a mother-daughter, and the younger one said to the mother, we'll say, "What was I supposed to do? There was only one doggy daycare kennel available." I mean, I couldn't have planned it any better. And I guess that's like a sign of the times. We're at the end of our tether trying to plan our dog staycations now with all these doggy daycare, or can we bring the dog with you? So that's our burning question today. Can we bring our dog with you?
And well, when you think of it, it's expensive. You know, it is expensive if you're going away for a week to put them in kennels. There's amazing kennels, great dog, and there's great people who will come and walk your dogs and all that, but it is an additional cost.
Yeah, absolutely. And often those dog kennel folks are the biggest dog lovers in their own right, but I know if my guy can't come with me, he's not staying in a kennel. He's either, you know, he's, or if you've got a great neighbour, if you're lucky enough in that scenario. But, you know, dogs become part of the family. There's been a huge dog boom kind of in the post-COVID era.
Yep.
And we want to take them with. And now you have this huge drive for dog-friendly staycations. It's one of the most popular Google searches, I understand, in Ireland when it comes to looking for a dog-friendly holiday. And as a result, you have a kind of a mushrooming dog-friendly market across the island.
Yeah, hotels are responding, aren't they?
In their force, yeah.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about a few of the spots here, but I always say, you know, there's kind of a dog-friendly criteria, and like in your intro there, it comes down to, are they dog accommodating or dog-friendly? Because there is a bit of a distinction for me, and often when I travel with my own dog to a property that's advertised as dog-friendly, so in that scenario, it could be the case where, you know, they've a beautiful room and the dog, you know, is they're a great welcome and they can stay in your room, but unfortunately they may not be able to dine with you. So that kind of can be a bit of a pity as a dog owner if you've like booked a trip and the last thing you want to do is leave your dog back at base while you're, you know, you can't enjoy a three course meal if you're thinking of your dog. So that's kind of the criteria I think of in my head. Can they stay with you? Can they dine with you?
I'm just going to interrupt you there because
I have two dogs.
Yeah. And I mean, I have taken them away before, but I have two dogs that I wouldn't in a million years dream of letting into a dining room anywhere. So I would, I've stayed in hotels where there's a little garden, the room opens out into a garden, and that you can have them in the public areas. But yeah, for me, that to me is a dog friendly spot. Whereas I know with Vip, he is so well behaved that will actually sit in a restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, even the best behaved fellas will have their moments. But that's exactly what I was going to say, Catherine. Like, does your dog have access maybe to a little, that's best case scenario, a little garden, or even are they on the ground floor of a hotel, which makes it really handy for pee breaks.
Yeah.
So chatting about like various spots around the country, I know
give us your top ones. Yeah.
So the 12 in Galway is, I actually haven't been to this one yet, and it's on my, we'll say, wish list. But it's kind of perennially voted the most dog friendly hotel in Ireland, down to the fact that they have their own dog friendly suite, that they have a pet lobby with dog treats, towels to kind of clean your dog if you come back from a walk, and various treats like that. And they even have a dog concierge at the 12.
No.
So they do indeed, yeah.
Wow. So I'm so surprised you haven't been there.
I know. It's definitely, it's been on the list for a while. But that's, you know, if you... if you're taking your two, Catherine, and you just don't have the time to book them into the groomer yourself, your doggy concierge will take care of that. And
wow.
Then so that's a great option. And then for a city break, because we might often think of dog breaks with the countryside, mm-hmm. the Kingsley in Cork, another whodunit winner got a stay on there on Friday. But I was stayed there recently with my dog as well. And what's nice about the Kingsley is they can dine with you. So that's, and I know you said that your two may cause a bit of trouble, but often you're put in a more, we'll say, discreet area of the dining room. So it's maybe not as overstimulating for them. And I find that too, that hotels usually can kind of, they want what's best for everybody, because a lot of guests, some guests, and I'm sure some of your listeners, it might be their nightmare to be kind of in a dining room with the kind of a 101 Dalmatian scenario, you know?
Yeah, but I think also as well with dog owners, you know your dogs, and there's no way, you know, I'm just thinking of my best friend at the moment, and she has a dog that you could literally bring anywhere. You could bring him into studio here, you could bring him anywhere. And so it depends on the dogs. And so the dog owner knows best what... where their dog should be.
You're absolutely right. And some dog owners, they know their dog, and it won't be an issue for them to stay in a room for an hour while they go out to have a bite to eat. As well behaved as my fella is, he would get quite anxious. You know, I'll come back from a dinner like a kind of a returning soldier on some of those YouTube videos. You know, he goes manic. So that's not something either of us want. You know, it takes the good out of a break.
Yeah.
An interesting one in another Cork one that I stayed in recently was Ballyvallan House.
Oh, beautiful.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's outstanding, isn't it?
Gorgeous.
So what's cool about Ballyvallan is your dog is allowed to join you in. They have a shared dining table, so you're actually all meeting other guests and mingling with them, but your dog is allowed to join you too. And they have a nice attitude in that, you know, they don't go mad on, like, you know, welcome packages, and your dog is welcome, they've dogs, you've your dog, and it's a very just kind of like chilled out atmosphere. And then the case that the dog is relaxed too, he just lies down where everyone just tucks into their lovely country meal. And then another fun one is the Marine Hotel in Antrim. They actually are Gold Paw rated in the Northern Ireland Dog Friendly Awards.
Love it.
So they even have they call it a possum menu, so you can order, it's kind of cute, puppy patties with mash and gravy. And wait for this, you can even get like a scoop of gelato on your dog biscuits. Now, I'm not sure if a dairy and dogs is the best combo, but so be mindful of that. But it's, you know, it's really cute and endearing. And when I find that a property kind of goes the extra little bit to welcome the dog.
Yeah, love it. Celine has just said, what was the name of the first one that Tom mentioned there? That was the 12, wasn't it?
Yeah,
the 12
exactly.
In Galway. That's the 12 in Galway, Celine. Are the Castlemartre Hotel, I remember bringing my two down there, and I had a garden room.
Oh, cool, yeah. So I'm from Castlemartre, as you know, and the hotel is kind of near where I live, and they are really dog friendly as well.
Really dog friendly. Well, they have garden rooms as well.
You're exactly right. They have garden rooms, so you have your own little private spot to relax in. And what's nice about Castlemartre Resort too, just tapping into the self-catering aspect, is they also have lodges by the gate as you come in. I think they're called Heron's Reach. And then you have in their apple orchards, you have also lodges, and they've got muse apartments too. So you have a whole range of self-catering. I personally really, that's my preference, self-catering, because I find the spaces are a bit more homely, I guess. A bit like home. The routine is a bit more familiar to the dogs, and you can kind of rustle up a meal for them. There's some really lovely self-catering options, like Castlemartre Resort I stayed in recently in Castle Leslie in Monaghan. Was really, I know that kind of maybe has association as a really kind of bougie destination, but their old stable muse apartments are a really lovely rustic base. Rate some €200 a night, which isn't too crazy for a four person, two bedroom property. Yeah, which is pretty decent. And really beautiful, serene surroundings, no traffic, lovely places for your dog. And what's interesting about Castle Leslie, just a slight departure from the dog, is you can even bring your horse there too. They have a livery stable
into the dining room as well.
Yes, no, but they your horse will stay in the stables. But that's you know, just, I guess we're evolving as a pet friendly nation.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the self catering, I think that's a good one for people as well, who, because your dog has more room, you know, you've got the whole ground floor of a house as opposed to just a hotel bedroom. Glenlow Abbey is somewhere also that has
lovely
new luxury lodges.
Yeah, absolutely. Glenlow Abbey is a great one in Galway. They're on the higher end of the spectrum. I think it's just dog heaven is Caboo and Cabin, particularly because I have more of a outdoorsy dog. He loves the water. So what's nice about Caboo is you have these wonderful cabins with balconies. So you have that in-out flow where the dog can kind of go in and out as he pleases in a cordoned off area. And then you can, you know, rent a boat and go on the water or swim. You can even do, I think, stand up paddle boarding with your dog, which is a bit of a balancing act, but high risk, high reward. Mm. And then I also love the Irish Landmark Trust properties. There's Salterbridge Lodge in West Waterford near Capaquin. Lovely self-catering, dog-friendly spots where you also have great access to the outdoors like Lismore, which is stunning. And then you can do your dog walking up the V. Just make sure you keep them on the leash with all the sheep around. Very signs of their own regulations anyway in terms of sheep and dog.
Good stuff. Just when you were talking about Waterford there, I remember doing dog yoga on a paddleboard in Dunmore
East.
Oh
wow, that's a lot
in Waterford. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
So your dog is on the paddleboard while you're literally downward dogging with your
dog. Okay. You're lying. The dog is lying beside either between your legs or beside your head, and you're doing a kind of a guided meditation.
So did you have your dog with
no,
that?
No, again, I wouldn't put my. Yeah. I had to use somebody else's dog.
It could be just the solution you need. Yeah.
And then finally, Tom, I suppose for those considering travelling overseas with their pets, that's a question that we get quite a bit when you're on as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's become hugely popular now too. And I guess the main, unless you're relocating, it's really ferries, because not many Irish people are going to be taking flight with their dog on holidays. So with your ferries, it's a pretty easy process. You just go to your vet, you get your pet passport, which just takes a couple of days. Your pet must be microchipped and also have all their shots to get their passport. And a photograph is optional, actually. And then you get your passport to go on your ferry. And there's lots of the ferries now. Now, they can even some, like one ferry company like Stena, for example, some of their routes, like we'll say Cherbourg to Rosslare, they are pet friendly. Others might not be. They're all pet friendly, but some of them may have pet friendly cabins. So again, in my case, that's something that I would definitely be looking at, because my guy would just not be happy in a kennel, you know, for long periods of time. So do your research when you are shopping around.
Great stuff. Listen, always a pleasure to talk to you, Tom.
Cool, Catherine.
Kate and Claire has just texted in. I went to a spot where they have a dog welcome video on their website. Fabulous place with amazing walks all around. But I'm not telling you or anybody in Ireland about this gem. Fabulous.
Okay.
There you go, Kate. All right, now we need to go Googling. Tom, thank you so much.
Thanks,
for chatting to me this
Bye-bye.
Afternoon.